Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of iRibe English Radio. Well, welcome to another episode of the program, The Teacher, an analysis on the most important Islamic concepts and teachings. I am Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Rouhani and Brother Alavian. Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalamu wa rahmatullah.
And Brother Alavian, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalamu wa rahmatullah.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about another mystical Irfani topic and concept, and that is Haqqul Yaqeen. Beside Ilmul Yaqeen and Ainul Yaqeen, Haqqul Yaqeen is considered the highest level of a type of Yaqeen, or it could be roughly translated as certainty in heart and in soul. Shaykh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother. First of all, give us a definition of Yaqeen. What does it mean? And what does Haqqul Yaqeen exactly refer to?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yaqeen means certainty, and of course it is a kind of, first of all, it seems to be a kind of epistemological certainty, the kind of certainty that we achieve through conceptual kind of knowledge or through concepts. When we achieve a kind of certainty by the concept or conceptual kind of certainty through knowledge, through, let's say, perception, it is called ilm al-yaqeen because it is ilm.
Yes.
It is a kind of ilm al-husuli or conceptual knowledge. But then we have a higher level of knowledge, which is called presentational knowledge or intuitive knowledge.
Yes.
Which is a kind of perception that you achieve not through concepts, but it is through a kind of, let's say, intuition or through a kind of illumination, we can say.
Yes.
So this kind of knowledge that you achieve, this is called Aynul Yaqeen. For example, if you want to give
this
an example.
This is very much close to Ilm al-Husuli, isn't it?
Ilm al-Yaqeen is Ilm al-Husuli.
Husuli, that's right.
Aynul Yaqeen could be termed as a kind of Ilm al-Huduri or Ilm al-Shuhuri.
Okay.
And then after these two levels, we have another level of Yaqeen or certainty.
Mm-hmm.
That you become certain about something in which that you are a kind, you are united with that thing.
Oh.
Yeah, this is called Haqqul Yaqeen.
To find uniformity.
Yeah, exactly. For instance, sometimes you see some smoke from, let's say, a distant place, and you see, and you know that there is fire. Because
fire.
Of what? Because of the smoke, you understand that there is fire. It is Ilmul Yaqeen.
Uh-huh.
It is a kind of knowledge that you understand by something, the existence of fire. But sometimes you go and get close to the fire and feel the, let's say, heat of fire.
Mm-hmm.
This is a kind of Aynul Yaqeen.
Mm-hmm.
Here you see the fire and you sense it. But suppose that if you get inside the fire and be burned by the fire, it as an example.
Okay.
Yeah? This is kind of Haqqul Yaqeen.
Or you are inside the fire and not being burned, like Prophet Ibrahim.
Maybe, yeah.
That is
but the thing is that when you are within the fire or with the fire, between you and fire, there is no any distance.
Yes.
In that case, it is called Haqqul Yaqeen.
All right.
So when it comes to the knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is also the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some people know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the signs, by the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
yes.
Like that smoke, for example.
Really?
So that's called ilm. It is ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometimes there are people who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They feel the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their lives. It is called Aynul Yaqeen.
All right.
But there are some people who really think that they are there's a kind of unity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that there's no distance between
All
them
right.
and Allah because there's nothing other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
mm-hmm.
for them. The only thing that they feel, they see, they perceive is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they cannot see anything else. This is called Haqqul Yaqeen,
mm-hmm.
which is the highest level for the salik or for, let's say, the one who has
spiritual
the
wayfarer,
spiritual welfare
right.
or okay. journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes.
That's right. Okay, very good. So finding uniformity, Brother Alavian, or unity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a really big task, okay? Nobody can does it. At least we could say that a person might be like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in some attributes, okay? Or it's better to say that he will perfect some of the divine attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in himself. Na'uzubillah, we are not talking about resembling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or being in the place of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, it is not so. But some people spiritually work on themselves, purify themselves up to an extent that they reach such certainty. Okay. But yaqeen for what? I mean, this yaqeen is about what exactly? Being certain about what?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam and his Immaculate Progeny. Based on Quranic teachings, specifically in Islamic mysticism, Islamic irfan, this certainty or yaqeen has levels and stages that the brother referred to. That ilm al-yaqeen, ayn al-yaqeen, and haqq al-yaqeen.
Yes.
Ilm al-yaqeen is kind of ma'rifah or knowledge that one gets towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ma'rifah or knowledge can be gained and achieved through arguments, through reasoning, through studying. So this is, the lowest level of yaqeen. That a person gains all this knowledge or this ma'rifah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows that what features and what descriptions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has.
That's right.
But when he continues and he actually finds it in his heart, then it becomes Ayn al-Yaqeen.
That's right.
So Ayn al-Yaqeen, it means that whatever he actually studied already and the arguments and reasonings that he had already in the world of discussions and teachings and trainings now is materialized in his heart, then this is called what? Ayn al-Yaqeen. But a higher level that one actually senses and feels Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all the cells of his body.
All right.
That is, he's annihilated in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the highest level of certainty or yaqeen, the highest level. There is no level higher than that. That he's actually solved in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does it mean that he is Allah? No, definitely. Mm-hmm. No, he's not Allah. Like when a drop joins the ocean, what happens? The drop becomes a part of the ocean, right?
All right.
So this is not a drop anymore. This is an ocean.
Yes.
Ocean is there.
Yes.
This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
All right.
So this level is haqq al-yaqeen.
But that drop finds ocean-like attributes, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you link yourself to the ultimate source of power and divinity, namely Allah.
You have the power of the ocean then.
Then you have the power. Okay, you become united.
You're getting united with the ocean then.
That's right.
Then, but there is a very very sensitive issue here to be resolved. Some believe that this person or this the case that we're talking about is becoming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or God. No, definitely no.
Yes.
He's the person.
That's right.
He's the same person.
Okay.
Spiritually, he's connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's annihilated in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this drop cannot do anything more than what the ocean wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
If ocean wants to find its way towards, for example, a certain way, so this drop has no independence from itself.
All right.
So it's a full dependence on the existence of the ocean.
So your will becomes like that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Like that of the ocean, like that of the Lord, right? So this level of certainty is something that we are talking about here today. Haqq al-yaqeen.
Haqq al-yaqeen.
When a person was talking to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is a hadith that said that they told the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they told him that we have heard that Isa, Jesus the Christ, was walking on the water. The Holy Prophet replied and said, if his certainty was even higher and more firm than that, he was even able to walk on the earth. walk on the air.
That's right.
Right? So this is the response that the Holy Prophet actually gives to his companions.
Mm-hmm.
So it means this yaqeen is something that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires, you can do.
Yes. Okay. That's right.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
Mulla Hadi Sabzawari, the famous Persian, we can say mystic and Arif, has a beautiful poem. He says that ز پیچ و تاب ره عشق اندر وادی حیرت مرا افتاده مشکل ها توی مشکل گشا بکشا در گنجینه حق الیقین را نام تو مفتاح به پیر مستک آموز و جوان پارسا bookshelf. In fact, resembling the name of Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to miftah, I mean to the key, isn't it? For haqqul yaqeen is here important. And in fact, a solution to all the problems. You know, you are a solution to all the mushkilha, the problems, you know. And in Wadi Hayrat, when a person, especially in today's world, in the modern world, that the people are busy with different engagements, okay? So, and the people cannot find contemplation, they cannot focus on a way toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only being united with the source of power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make you focus in life towards perfection. Sheikh, again, my question is that when we talk about this type of certainty, what do you mean exactly? I mean, so when we have or taste the certainty like that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how do we live? I mean, what is the practical examples of this type of living?
You know, when it comes to the certainty, as I mentioned, we have different kind of certainty.
Yes. This type.
Yeah, when it comes to this type of knowledge, when a person is fully and completely and perfectly aware of this fact that whatever he sees and he perceives in his life are dependent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is nothing independent, including his own soul, his own nafs, that is also completely a dependent existence to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then of course in this case that person would be what we can say the best, let's say, obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
All right.
Because whatever he performs in his life, whatever he acts in his life, they are all in a way that he sees himself, that whatever I'm doing is not from me, is not from my own self.
All right.
That is the ni'mah, that is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he would be completely in a kind of a prosperous life, in a kind of happy life.
Yes.
Enjoying a full level of tranquility, prosperity, happiness, sa'ada, what we term. So that kind of life is of course the best kind of, or the perfect life for a perfect man. And of course, this level is the level that cannot be achieved very easily and simply by each and every individual.
Yes.
Rather, it needs good, let's say, what we can say, trainers, let's say, salik, or the person who is professional, expert in this journey, because there's a kind of journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through this journey, you can achieve these levels.
All right. It's got a spiritual wafer.
Exactly, exactly. That's why we need a kind of tutor or teacher or master.
Yes.
Without the guidance of that master, you cannot achieve these levels.
Okay. Because there are so many people who religiously think that they reach yaqeen. And when they reached it, they act based on it. Okay, this is a type of false yaqeen. I mean, Satan is also active in his camp in order to give you a kind of fake yaqeen, brother Alavian. Yeah. And to make you sure that what you are doing, religiously speaking, is absolutely right. But it is a dark type of yaqeen now.
When the tree reaches to the level that it has, it is the time for its fruits, that the tree becomes, the fruits become heavy on the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And
they start falling down.
They start falling down, yes. Yeah, but the tree itself, I mean, the format of the tree is something that actually becomes like a submissive entity.
Yeah, the branches.
Yeah, so they actually, instead of going higher, they try to tend to come towards down, towards earth.
Become more humble. That's right.
A person who has reached the level of certainty or yaqeen, he is not going to shout that he has reached this level and to claim that he has reached this level of certainty. There is a famous statement that Harkara Asrara Haq Amukhtand, Muhkardand Dohanash. So
the person who was taught the secrets of the unseen was sealed in his mouth not to disclose it to the others.
Thank you. This is a good translation of the famous statement or famous poem. So a person who has reached this level, since he has been actually annihilated in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he has found a sort of unity. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now shouting everywhere that I am your Lord? So common, I mean, by me. No, okay. He becomes, actually, he's going to be manifestation of Allah's names and attributes.
I know what you
so
mean.
So for such a person, I mean, if he claims that, okay, I have reached this level, oh, I'm in the first level, I'm in the second level, I'm in okay. the third level of certainty. You need to come and learn from me, and I'm going to teach. Right. I mean, this knowledge is flourishing, and I want to show it off. No,
because a person who feels himself absolutely immersed and absorbed in the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and his movement, okay?
Yeah.
Absolutely seeing nothing but beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. This example of, that you mentioned, yes, was a yaqin. Comprehensive example.
That's right.
So how do we evaluate Imam Hussein alayhi salam? Did Imam claim that, okay, come and learn from me, I'm the manifestation of Allah on the scene of the earth? No one has said such thing. He just invited people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay. Yeah,
he was inviting people. I mean, he didn't even see himself. He didn't see his family.
Family, that's right.
So he understood that he need to be sacrificed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
It is clear in the letters, in the messages, in the sermons of Imam al-Hussein towards Karbala, is nothing but the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay?
So for absolutely such a person who reaches the level of certainty, he finds nothing except the will of Allah. He finds nothing except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much, Brother Alavian and Shaykh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of Haqqul Yaqeen. It was very kind of you.
You're welcome.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. Please, for more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah.